The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, October 2, 2016, is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, at many times and in various ways. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son. Today I have become your Father"? Or again, "I will be his Father, and he will be my Son"? And again, when God brings forth his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels spirits, and his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." May the Lord bless the reading of this his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, New International Version. Sunday, October 2, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. To help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion, hints are available on the International Bible Lesson Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Hebrews 1, 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, at many times and in various ways. The heavens declare the glory of God without words. See Psalm 19. Most importantly, beyond that fact, God has spoken with words in the Bible, in a variety of ways, through a variety of people, over hundreds of years, without any of the writers contradicting one another. God spoke by prophets, including Abraham, Moses, David, and others. All of the writings in the Bible are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17. The prophets pointed to the coming of the Messiah and what he would achieve for the benefit of all God's people. Hebrews 1, 2. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe. The last days began with the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. God speaks to us in the Bible, which is translated into many languages from the original Hebrew and Greek languages. The Son is the language that God spoke in word and deed when Jesus came to earth and ministered to us. God created all things through the Son, See also John chapter 1, verse 3. All things, all of created existence, belong to the Son. As the Son of God, the Father, all that the Father has and will ever have belongs to Jesus Christ as an heir. Hebrews 1, 3. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. When anyone looks at and listens to Jesus Christ, they see God in His glory exactly as our loving God acts and speaks to us. They see a perfect reflection of God's holy character in everything Jesus said and did. Imagine seeing with perfect eyesight your face reflected perfectly in a perfect mirror. When you see Jesus and learn the truth about Jesus, you see the reflection of God perfectly, and you learn the perfect truth about God. Moreover, Jesus is the perfect God and the perfect representation of God as the Son of God. Jesus proclaimed, "If you know me, you will know my Father also." And, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." John chapter 14, verses 7 and 9. Jesus is so powerful that His Word keeps all of existence in existence moment by moment, and all created existence depends completely upon Him. Everything we are, have, ever will have, and ever will be, depends completely on Jesus forever. As a glorious expression of God's love for us, Jesus died to purify us from our sins and make it possible for us to enter into the very presence of our holy God and remain there forever. After Jesus died by crucifixion for our sins, He rose from the dead and now sits at God's right hand, from where He rules, intercedes for us, and will return to earth someday. Hebrews 1, 4. So He became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. Jesus is not only superior to those in the Bible who wrote about Him, Jesus is also superior to angels. Jesus came to earth to save us from our sins. After He completed His saving work, He ascended into heaven, where He officially inherited the name Savior. Jesus was and is the Son of God from eternity past into eternity future. But when He was born of the Virgin Mary, He inherited the name Jesus, which means Savior. Hebrews 1, 5. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have become your Father"? Or again, "I will be His Father, and He will be my Son"? God said or revealed many truths about Jesus that He never said about any angel or any other person. God declared these truths about the Son of God as the prophets, the psalmists, and others spoke about Jesus and His coming in the Old Testament scriptures. Within the Virgin Mary, God the Father did beget Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. See John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Throughout Jesus' ministry, Jesus prayed to or talked to His Father. As the perfect Son of God, Jesus perfectly represented His Father to others. Hebrews 1, 6. And again, when God brings His firstborn into the world, He says, "Let all God's angels worship Him." Compare the teaching in this verse to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43, and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. In the Old Testament, God commanded the worship of God only and forbade the worship of idols. See Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. However, as the Son of God, Jesus deserves and receives the worship of angels and the worship of believers too. Moreover, God the Father commanded all of His angels to worship Jesus, His Son. When Jesus was born, the angels announced His coming and worshiped Him. Luke chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. In heaven, the angels are subject to Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. And in heaven, the angels worship Jesus and declare He is worthy of their worship. Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. Hebrews 1, 7. In speaking of the angels, He says, "He makes His angels spirits, and His servants flames of fire." Jesus is the Son of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, who sits on God's throne and rules over all from the throne of God. Jesus is fully God and fully human as the Son of God and the Virgin Mary. The angels are beings or messengers that the Son of God created. The Father created the angels through His Son. The angels are spirit beings who are the servants of the Father and the Son. No angel was ever begotten by God as the physical and spiritual human being. Hebrews 1:8. But about the Son, He says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom." The quotations from the Old Testament in the book of Hebrews are from the Greek translation of the Old Testament called the Septuagint, abbreviated or signified as LXX, Roman numerals for 70. The Holy Spirit inspired Psalms 45, verses 6 through 7, and inspired the writer of the book of Hebrews to apply these words to Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. God the Father declared of God the Son, "Your throne, O God, is forever." As the Messiah and Son of God, Jesus' righteous rule over the kingdom of God and all of creation will never end. Hebrews 1:9. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. When Jesus came to earth, He did so because He loved the world, wanted to make purification for sins, and wanted to establish the righteous rule of God in the hearts of all who would follow Him as Lord and Savior. He showed His love for righteousness and right living. Because He hated wickedness, He preached a gospel of repentance and faith in Him for salvation. Jesus perfectly achieved all that God the Father intended. Therefore, Jesus rejoiced in the Lord beyond His disciples and other followers. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Name three ways God has spoken to us. 2. Can you think of some ways God speaks to us today? 3. How did Jesus and the apostles show that they were speaking the truth of God? 4. From reading Hebrews 1, What are some of the important blessings that you have received as a result of your faith in Jesus, the Son of God? 5. What are some differences between Jesus and the angels? International Bible Lesson: How God Deals with Wickedness. Sunday, October 2nd, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Hebrews 1:9. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. The law of love for God and others includes loving righteousness and hating wickedness without hating others or ourselves. God requires us to love everyone, but God hates robbery and wrongdoing. Therefore, God does not want anyone to ignore wickedness. See Isaiah chapter 61, verse 8. Because God hates wickedness but loves the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Because God loves everyone, Jesus suffered for the sins of everyone so they would not need to be justly punished for their wickedness. Jesus died and rose again so people could turn from evil to faith in Him, to receiving forgiveness and cleansing from sin, to living righteously in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus loves righteousness and did so much for God's people in spite of their wickedness, it is no wonder that His Father anointed Him with the oil of joy. Jesus came so those who trusted in Him could change their ways, put their past sins behind them, and practice righteousness from that day forward. Unhappily, the Bible and our experience reveal that some love wickedness and hate righteousness. They love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. John chapter 3, verse 19. They do not love God or those who love God. Even though they want nothing to do with God, God still loves them. Therefore, God will not force them to live unhappily forever in His presence. Because God hates wickedness, He will send them to their preferred place, the place where people only experience evil continually forever. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.